ready to get it started for real?
Yeah, excited. You know, there's always that week one anticipation, and everyone's ready to go here. You know, whatever it is I'm doing, you know, and we all have multiple roles, but, you know, again, I'm going to focus in on playing defense and, you know, special teams. I've done it in the past. Something that if there was ever an opportunity for me to go out there and do it, I could do it. I've done it before. So,
how excited are you to kind of turn the page and start regular season games and preparation for Miami?
Yeah, no, it's a great feeling knowing that we're working, you know, towards a real game that actually counts. So, you know, the preseason kind of felt like it was dragging on a little bit. Now I'm happy to be in the regular season.
Does it always feel like it's dragging on? Is it one of those things where you're just like...
It's, you know, usually the fourth game of the preseason usually takes a while to get to. Definitely, so I'm happy to be working here for the first week.
How
for sure.
Intensity change.
It changes a lot. You know, it goes up. Everything changes. You know, the speed of the game increases, and you really have to put in the time now and prepare well for the team we're about to play. They're a good team.
Rob, you got a lot of young guys on the defensive line: Silver, Chris, and Joe. So, I mean, they're it. A lot of confidence or trust is put on their shoulders. How do you think they can do?
I think they've done a great job in the preseason and camp. You know, they've come in and improved. And I think that, again, they're just improving on what they did last year, and I look forward to playing with those guys.
A lot of guys see your defensive unit as a top five, maybe even a top three defense. When you look at the tools that you have, how good do you think you could be?
You know, I'm just going to focus in on this game here. You just got to play one game at a time and, you know, put in the work now and focus on Miami. They're a good football team, and go out there and get the job done. That's what it's all about.
What's the last 48 hours been like for you? You know, you're a veteran, and your spot is pretty much assured, but as you see all of the roster movement at the bottom of the roster, what is that like for you to observe and just wonder what your team is going to be like?
You know, I've been in that position before, you know, just one thing about this league is you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, again, I understand the anxiety that comes with that day. And, you know, you just feel for those guys that weren't able to stick around, because there's a lot of good football players right now that don't have a job. So you just hope that they get another opportunity and go somewhere else and make the best of it.
With snapping, are you any good at it? Are you good?
Snapping?
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a long time now. So, you know, that's something that I've always worked on, constantly worked at, and been able to use that, have that in my back pocket whenever there's an issue. If, you know, a snapper hurts his hand or something, I go out there and I can get the job done. So, again, that just comes with high school doing it, college doing it, and, you know, it's just another one of those things that can help the team.
Is it one of those things, those skills that you want to make sure you keep sharp? Because
yeah, definitely.
The NFL,
yeah, I mean, you can't just expect to go snap a football and not have done it, you know, or practiced it. So, you know, I work on it all the time. And again, it's the more things you can do and the more things that you can help your team out with.
Well, do you realistically think you're going to have to do it, though?
You know, I don't want to get into what I am doing and what I won't be doing. Whatever I am doing and whatever they ask me to do, I'll do it to the best of my abilities.
Have you been looking at Miami yet?
Oh, definitely. You know, good football team. You know, last year we had a tough time with some of the things that they do. They got some great skill positions, and, you know, we got our work cut out for us this week.
Do we make a bigger deal in the media about the heat in September down in Miami than you guys actually do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think about it. Just, you know, I'm going to be out there. They're going to be in full pad just like I am, and you know, I'm just ready to go and can't even think about it. Just got to go out there and play.
Biggest word, hydrate.
I guess, yeah. You always hydrate before football games. So.
Particularly so when, you know, last year, where they had a couple players come out of the game because of dehydration. I mean, that's the single biggest thing, I think.
You know, if you've played this game long enough, you've always played in a hot game. So, you know, I'm not really worried about it.